is Over the Garden Gate, a program brought to you by the University of California Cooperative Extension Master Gardener Program of Tuolumne County. The mission of the UCCE Master Gardeners is to provide research-based gardening information to the public. If you would like to contact our Master Gardener Program, please call our hotline, which is area code 209-533-5912. The hotline is not manned full-time, but we do pick up our messages and we will get back to you within the week.
Hello everybody, this is Debbie Powell, the Master Gardener Coordinator for both Calaveras and Tuolumne County, and I am at our UCCE office here in downtown Sonora, talking to Diane Green. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Good, good. And Diane, what is your position with the county?
I work for the Solid Waste Division, and I'm a Solid Waste Technician.
Okay, so a Solid Waste Technician. And when we're talking about solid waste, can I use the word garbage?
Yes.
Okay, is that appropriate?
Yeah, we do garbage and recycling.
You do garbage and recycling.
Yes.
And I think what prompted this conversation, because we are going to be talking about recycling and garbage, is that we had a client call into the office and we were explaining to them that that the Master Gardeners at this time are only collecting styrofoam, or we have called it polystyrene, but styrofoam, the trademark name, twice a year. And he mentioned a comment that, well, you know, the garbage is trucked to Nevada. So, and I have to be honest, I didn't know what the answer was, if that was the truth or not. So can I start off with the question of where does this garbage go?
You know, years and years back, it did get railed to Nevada, but for...
How many years ago was that?
Prior to 2007.
Okay.
At least, probably early 90s, late 80s.
Okay, so that's a long time ago.
Yeah, yes. And so now our current transfer station takes it down to Merced to the J59 landfill.
Okay, so it goes to the Merced landfill.
Yes.
Okay, and they're all titled with J59? Or, I mean, they're all titled with an appropriate number, something like that?
Yeah,
okay.
It's on the highway, and I think it's actually Highway 59 landfill.
Oh, it's Highway
Merced.
Oh, it's Highway 59.
On J59.
Okay. You got to be really explicit with me. I appreciate that. So are the garbage that's collected on, and I'm going to just say in our garbage cans at our homes, that doesn't stay within Tuolumne County?
No garbage stays within Tuolumne County. We have currently two closed landfills that are monitored by this state.
Okay, so why are those landfills closed? Why can't we take garbage there?
Either at capacity, both closures happened way before I started in solid waste.
Oh.
They're either at capacity or had problems, and so now it's just taken to a transfer station, meaning it's dropped off and then it's transferred out.
Oh, how interesting. How interesting. Now, how about recyclables? Now, there's a big movement to try to recycle, and I know that's kind of a big topic nowadays, but what can we recycle and how do we do it? Are there special bins for that?
Yes, we have three haulers here in the county. One is in the South County, Moore Brothers Scavenger, and they do not collect recyclables curbside. They accept recyclables at their office location. They have a yard set up for it. Over on this side of the river, we have Burns Refuse Center, or Burns Refuse and Cal Sierra, which is a waste management, that
okay.
both collect recycling curbside since 2010, I believe.
Wow. And now, as far as what kind of items can be recycled?
Okay, we, of course, all your aluminum cans, even if it's pet food and whatever, all aluminum, please rinse your cans, especially animal feed, because otherwise
right.
you'll get a lot of bees, attract
okay.
bees. All tin and steel cans as well.
Okay.
Paper. We take any kind of paper as long as it's not laminated. It could be white, colored, junk mail.
Okay.
Not shred, though.
Not shredded paper.
Let's expand on shred just for a minute.
Okay.
Most of the time, people want to just dump a shred in their bin, and when waste management comes and goes to tip it in the truck, if there's any wind, or even if it spills all over the ground, it's quite a mess. So shred is one type of paper we do not accept in the bins on curbside pickup.
So where would they take that?
I would suggest taking it to the recycle center, maybe calling them first.
Just to make sure, right. Okay.
Yeah, you could call the recycling center and ask them any questions. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, and their phone number is 533-0445.
Perfect. So calling ahead of time is always a good thing.
Yes, and make sure that they're taking shred.
And is it purely because it is so messy? Or do people shred other things besides just paper? I mean, maybe
they could do plastic cards, whatever. But the most thing would be, because in case the wind, a bag broke open, and now you have shred on the ground, who is going to go pick it up? The consumer, the resident probably thinks that waste management should do it. Waste management would think it's probably should have been in a good tied off bag.
Right.
But we don't allow any plastic bags in your recycling container, so that's a stopping right there.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah, most people don't. And
okay.
So shred is just a no-go in the curbside bins.
Okay.
So then back to the stuff that we do take for plastics. We take plastics number 1 and 2 in whether bottle form, jar form, or jug form.
Can you explain plastic number 1 and 2,
what
that means?
Yeah. When the plastic manufacturers make a plastic item, they put a chasing arrows, what we refer to as a recycling triangle, on the bottom or on the side somewhere, and it has a number associated with it. Those are numbers that the plastics company came up with to know what the basic material, what that composite of that material is. So if they were going to work with it again, recycle it, melt it, do whatever. We as young, when we were young children, thought anything with a chasing arrow meant put it in the, and it will get recycled.
Yes, I thought, I still do. I'm guilty.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It might be a recyclable product, but the state of California doesn't have a lot of recycling of plastic other than the number ones and number twos. Number ones are usually your clear, like your soda bottles, vegetable oil, salad dressings. And then when you get to number twos, it's called HDPE. That's more like your milk jug, some of the not quite so clear. It's actually, if you took two plastics, the ones and the number twos, they're actually two different.
They feel different?
Yeah, they feel different. They look different.
Okay.
But most people don't know that. You'd have to look. Sometimes we need a magnifying glass to read that information. But, so basically when it comes to plastic recycling, the best thing I can say is, hey, is it a screw cap? If it's a screw cap, turn it over, look at the bottom. If you can find the number 1 or 2, throw it in the can. When in doubt, we say, throw it out. If you're not sure, throw it out. And at this time, in Tuolumne County, we don't accept caps left on our containers.
Oh, you don't? That's
huge. Some cities, some big cities do, some don't. At one point, they were taking them. At one point, they weren't. And, we've always just said no caps.
Okay.
That way, your material is always good and clean. We don't have the up today, no tomorrow. Yes, So that's what we do with the plastic. So,
and where does the plastics go? I mean,
all our recyclables?
All the recyclables. So that includes everything.
Yeah, everything that's commingled in your cart. The hauler collects only recyclables at that point in his truck.
Okay.
And he drives to the transfer station, and they have a separate area. It looks like he's tipping it on the floor where the garbage is. Where you tip and dump your garbage is called a tipping floor.
What it's called?
Tipping floor.
It's a tipping floor.
And when you're paying, you're paying tipping fees. So the garbage is moved off to the side. The trucks come in and drop all the recyclables on the other side of the floor. The loader scoops it over back behind some push walls that are pushable, and they hold the recycling back. And when they have enough recyclables for a big line truck, the line truck will be loaded and it's hauled to Lodi. Lodi has a transfer station, a recycling center there, and they have all the equipment and all the material that is collected in our curbside goes across the belts and the lines, and everything is sorted down there.
Oh my gosh.
And then
so at Lodi, everything is sorted and...
It's just collected, piled in a spot, an area, until the truck, there's enough material to fill the truck, and then it drives to Lodi and it does go through a processing facility. Or I guess they don't really process it, it just goes across lines and it's a sorting facility.
So I have to assume that somebody gets charged for this. I mean, because you don't do it for free. I mean,
correct. And right now, currently, we in the United States are paying a lot of places just to take our materials because we don't want to put it in the landfill. Not just because we don't want to put it in the landfill, but we're just over inundated with, and we don't have enough manufacturing to deal with all the recyclables because we're in the habit of sending all our recyclables overseas to other countries.
Okay.
And these countries aren't accepting it anymore because we had too much contamination or garbage residual in our...
So the recyclables were not clean enough? They're not clean enough, and we don't do as well a job sorting, maybe?
And I think everybody really thinks they're doing a good job and is really trying. I think the problem is everybody just didn't know what the right material was. So
it's confusing.
It's very confusing. But the funny thing is I started in my department in 2007, and one of my coworkers brought me an article out of the Union Democrat from 1994, and our material list that we accept still has not changed.
Oh my gosh.
I don't
from
know what...
From 1994.
From 1994, yeah. So I don't know whether people have just moved from other areas and assumed that it was accepted down in their area, and so they just think we accept it here. I don't know how we can get enough information out to people. We've tried radio on spots, the newspaper, print media, and
I have to admit, Diane, I'm looking at a little tip sheet, and it says yes on one side and no on the other side. I think, to be honest with you, I'm going to be referring to this because I'm looking at the no side and it says no carbon paper, no coat hangers, no coffee cups. Why no coffee cups?
It's a ceramic and it's got a glaze on it, so now you're looking at multiple layers of things, where a piece of paper is a piece of paper, but once it's laminated, now we're looking at plastic and paper.
So no juice boxes.
Boxes, correct. Bigger cities think they recycle them. I have a feeling a few of them know where they can put that stuff, but I've never been able to get a person up here to be able to collect juice boxes. They have a carton. Some of them are coated, some of them have a foil lining in them. So who's going to process that type of material?
Okay, let me throw one out here because I would really make this mistake. And I'm thrown by this. It says no paper towels.
If you know the reality behind paper towels.
What's up with that?
What are you going to use? Are you going to buy a roll of paper towels and throw clean paper towels in there?
No,
you're going to use them. So now they're contaminated with either juice that you've wiped, a chemical that you've sprayed and wiped. But
even pathogens of some kind.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think one of the true components in a paper towel probably is glue.
Oh, okay.
So now we're talking mixed materials again, and that's what's not, you know.
Okay, so kind of if I'm...
And if you had fried chicken and you wiped your mouth and had all the grease on it,
you're
putting grease in the paper. Paper's going to contaminate the process, and they have to throw the whole batch away and start over again.
Well, and I'm looking here. It says no cooking oil, so that's part of that. And then along with the paper towels, no tissue paper or napkins. So again, I'm getting the drift because it's probably already contaminated. So when you say you want clean items, you're talking about not mixed materials, right?
Correct.
So not mixed materials.
So don't put, like, in your plastics, we were talking the ones and twos. Don't put 3, 4, 5, 6s in there and 7. The only one...
I don't even know what a 3, 4, 5, or 6, 7...
Six is your polystyrene.
Oh, it's the sixes.
Plastic,
okay.
But, you know, some people just see a triangle sign and a number 6 and thinks it's okay. So we stuck with 1 and 2 because those are the marketable and
that's easier, 1 and 2.
Yeah, and
we
do
can
have
remember
to say,
that.
Anything that you paid California redemption value or California refund value, however it is you use that term, if you paid that nickel or dime on the product, by law it has to be accepted in the curbside program.
Okay, so by law it has to. Wow. But now here's the good news. Here's the good news. On the yes side, I'm seeing all cardboard, but you're preferring that the boxes be flattened, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we just were somewhere where we saw a full box still in its original shape.
I just dealt with a couple more since then, Debbie. It hasn't even been 2 hours, and there I go.
Is that right?
There's a big thing I'd like to say about cardboard. Everybody wants to put their pizza box, because it's cardboard, and put their donut box in
What's wrong with that?
Well, if we don't accept cooking oil, why would we think that we would take the greasy oil from the pizza?
What if it looks clean?
Now, let's say... if you're a good recycler and you opened up the donut box or the pizza box and the whole top didn't ever get contaminated or touched with the food, I would rip that off and put that in there and then take the bottom and throw it away. But most of the time, stuff's left in it or it's tipped upside down. And that oil, you know, a lot of these materials take a lot of water to process. And so when oil and water doesn't mix and oil gets in there and ruins the whole batch of paper or cardboard.
You mean to process cardboard, to process recyclables, you're adding water.
Some places use water. And once you put the get oil mixed in with water, you've basically ruined that whole batch of
stuff.
You know, that's a really hard one for people. Everybody wants to do the right thing. They really think, but I don't know that they understand all that grease and oil is a no-no. So we just flat say...
it's easier. It's easier to say...
and everybody throws a donut box in there. Everybody. And it's like, have you ever lifted donuts up? And it's kind of greasy on the bottom.
Yeah,
that's
it
why
is.
They put the tissue paper in there.
That's
and it's
why
full
they
of,
do that. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm with you. But, again, on the S side... it says that it's called chipboard, and that is cracker and cereal boxes and tissue paper rolls, I guess?
Yes.
Okay, what's chipboard really? I mean, is that cardboard?
It's like that thin cardboard.
Okay.
And, you know, from a manufacturer's point, they have different terminology they use for the real, what you're calling cardboard is corrugated cardboard. The other is chipped cardboard.
I didn't know that.
You know... so basically, it's just the general population say cardboard.
Right.
We don't say chipboard, you know, corrugated cardboard.
Okay. Now, with the cereal boxes and the cracker boxes and those other boxes that are the chipboard, they do have printing on it. Is that okay?
We accept paper that's printed.
Oh, you accept paper that's printed.
Paper doesn't have to be clean. Paper can be printed. Nowadays, they use a lot of different type of inks.
And
it doesn't seem to hurt the processing, and if it does, it just changes the color of the cardboard, I would think.
Okay.
You know?
Right. Okay, that sounds really good. Now, egg cartons, but only cardboard, right?
Yes, only cardboard egg cartons, no styrofoam.
Okay, and then I skipped over computer paper, so you'll take computer paper that's been printed on.
Printed or non-printed.
Or non-printed.
Any paper that you can basically pick up, and like a regular piece of paper you picked up and you ripped it, an envelope, computer paper, somebody handed you a flyer, as long as it's not laminated, it doesn't matter if it's colored print or black and white print or clean paper, it can all go.
Okay. And here's something that's really great. I didn't realize that the envelopes with those windows, those are okay?
At one point in time, you know, the market changes and fluctuates a lot. Right now, currently, I think it is China that is taking 0.5% of bad in there. If it's bigger than 0.5. So we've, contamination.
Okay.
So that little window in a whole big, huge cart.
It's not
going to be over the mix. Now, like when I go to the store, I suggest people buy, if you're going to buy noodles, they're pretty much the same price whether you buy it in a plastic or whether you buy it in a little box. So I buy mine in the box.
Okay.
And since I'm in this field and I'm real passionate about it, I actually stick my hand inside the box and zip that little plastic piece that's off so that we can see the noodles. It's got a little film of plastic.
Right.
But it's not required. It's going to keep our contamination level in that batch under that 0.5%.
Okay. That's good to know.
But, you know, we can't. Okay. So, yeah.
But
cardboard, any type of cardboard, basically, as long as it's not a waxy.
Okay.
Like the old time milk cartons, stuff like that.
Right. Well, you can still buy milk cartons that I think aren't they manufactured with kind of a little bit of a waxy?
Yes.
So
and
don't put those cartons in.
And you know, if you'll notice, the drinks up here say plastic, tin, or I'm sorry, plastic bottles, jugs, and jars, glass bottles, jugs, and jars. But nowhere on here does it say a carton. I think on the nose.
On the nose, it says no carton. It says no juice boxes.
Yeah.
No juice boxes on the nose. And let me see. But here's good news I wanted to tell you. The good news is that you can throw newspapers, junk mail, magazines.
Yes. Paper. We take
Telephone books. Paperback books. You take all of that.
Yes. No hardback.
No hardback.
If you were willing to take a razor knife and cut the spine and
you
both the
that?
Front and back off, then the basic rest of paper, yes, could be thrown in there.
But of course, we all love seeing the junk mail.
That is
a definite yes.
Yes.
And believe it or not, I've been getting magazines. I don't subscribe to them. I just sometimes get them for free. They just show up in the mail.
Yes.
It may be something I'm not even interested in. So I don't want to read it. So this is great.
Yes,
knowing
it can be thrown away.
But I am going to bring up something on the no side.
Okay.
Looking. I guess wrapping paper.
Yeah.
What's up with wrapping paper?
There's something in the manufacturing of the wrapping paper. I don't know if they put a plastic film that we can't see.
Maybe
a chemical.
Okay.
And then you have thin paper. And then you have really nice wrapping paper.
Yeah.
So, and then you have foil wrapping paper.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So that's foil and paper bonded. So that's a no. So the easiest thing is no wrap.
Okay, like the pizza boxes and the donut boxes, because you might have mixed materials.
Yes.
So it's better to say no, so that it doesn't contaminate that load.
And always remember, you know, when in doubt, throw it out. Either make a call or throw it out, because you can't go wrong. But the more we contaminate, the more bad thing we're doing. And our haulers are, it's really hard on them right now. And they're even thinking about asking for a new charge or a rate to be included that maybe be able to start charging customers.
Oh, no.
So somehow we have to all get on board, because, you know, we can have an extra charge. And if that goes through, it would be a charge per occurrence, not on a monthly bill. And, you know,
wait a minute. Backtrack. Stop the cart here. So what do you mean on an occurrence? How does that happen?
So when the truck driver pulls up and your lid is up and it's just fully contaminated and he sees plastic and little gift bags.
Would he flag the address? Is that what would happen?
They should notify you of some kind, either leave a tag on your cart.
Oh.
You know, I'm not sure what the implementation, they haven't implemented it yet.
Okay.
We're in the process of it. So are they going to leave a tag? Are they going to send you a notice? Some trucks might have cameras and they'll just take a picture and send you the picture and say these are unacceptable things. It's really, really tough.
So they're counting on you as the consumer, when you're putting out your garbage, to understand
the recycling.
The recycling, to understand this, right, the garbage different. but the recycling to really understand what is acceptable.
Yes, because, and you know, you can call Tuolumne County Solid Waste Division. Our phone number is 533-5588. Anytime, and we'll be glad to help you. You can call and ask, is this okay to put in my recycling? Is this not? Did you know that some of your laundry, maybe your Windex sprayer bottle, it's actually a plastic, and it's a number one, the Windex is. And
I
you
did
can
not know
throw
that
in there. Don't throw the sprayer nozzle, cap off, throw it off. Next time you're washing some dishes, put those recyclables in after you've done all your dishes. Drop them in, shake them a little, clean them out.
Okay.
Let them dry, put them in so you're not getting all the rest of that paper and cardboard wet.
Okay.
You know, put it all in your recycle, and some of the detergent bottles, liquid detergent.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
You know, you could think about contact lens cleaner or your eye wash stuff that comes in a plastic bottle. If it's a screw cap, turn it over. If it's a one or two, feel free to put it in there. My shampoo bottles.
Okay.
Some are ones and twos, some are different numbers, and those are unacceptable.
Okay, but we don't want to throw those in without checking to see if it has that one or two, or if, like you were saying, the screw top.
That's
a good, or the recycling number, one
triangle,
or two,
yes.
Triangle, right? You're helping me out a lot, Diane. I'm becoming educated. But I may not remember everything. So in addition to that phone number, how about, is this information that I'm looking at on your website?
If it's not, it surely will be after this.
Because you do have a great website, and I've been on it from time to time. And on your website, you also will have announcements as far as when you're collecting hazardous waste. And for another show, we'll talk about that, because we probably don't have time today. But I've learned a lot from your website. In fact, I think you even used to have the composting brochure stored on the website.
Is it still there?
Because I had to look for it, and I couldn't find one where I was at, and somebody really needed that information, and that is probably the best small brochure that I've seen, and you have it all on that website. So for myself, I know that I'm checking back myself on your website and
Check out the website, sign up for alerts for certain programs that are free to the community, and especially whether you're out of town or live here and you're not sure, you know, check the website, give us a call. We're more than willing to help you. And your haulers, if you have curbside collection at home, those haulers usually send out things once a year to you.
Okay.
And we just get in such a hurry nowadays. We come home, we check it, we want to know how much our bill is going to be, and it's like we think it's the same old stuff and that we don't need to read it and there's no changed information. But probably between now, November, December, January, February, March of 2020, I would say everybody should start checking, watching their bills, if not, checking the website, giving us a call, because they think they were right, they thought they were doing a really good job, but it's just not good enough right now.
Right. Well, and the way you explained it here, I believe it took me a while to come to the understanding, I mean, to be honest with you, because I didn't realize about the importance of not contaminating different materials. I mean, really only having clean materials, and those are what's on the yes side. But I'm afraid we ran out of time, and can we have you back again? Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Diane, for being here.
No problem.
But we've run out.
You've been listening to Over the Garden Gate, a program presented by the UCCE Master Gardeners of Tuolumne County. I'm Linda Reevely. Thank you for being with us. If you would like to contact us for more information, remember you can contact our hotline, which is area code 209-533-5912, or you can look us up on the kaad-lp.org website. Look for Over the Garden Gate. Thank you.